shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I don't know what the hell it is.
But hey,
we're here.
Hey.
The Shasta County Live Hour. And
thank you.
Nigel's always here, and it launches the show, and I'm like, what's the name of our show?
Well, we're used to that same rhythm, right?
Yeah.
With Nigel.
So, Nigel, if you're listening, we're going to pick it up here for you.
I know.
So, for those that are listening, Nigel is out this evening. He's tending to a loved one, and he is so kind to do that. Yeah. But he has left Jason and myself to our own demises.
It's a J&J show.
It's going to be dangerous because,
it's going to be dangerous with all what we have here in the studio.
We don't know what we're doing. We take liberties. We take liberties.
Yeah. Oh.
Right? So, again, you're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, and this is the Shasta County Chamber. Hour-long show that we do every Monday from 6 till 7.
6 to 7.
And, so I'm James Mazzotta.
And this is Jason Stovall.
Good evening.
Good evening after you all.
Yeah. And then we've got, it's not like it's any secret. We got a house full of dudes here.
Dude.
Really?
Dudes.
Dude.
You're going to blow my eardrums out.
Okay. Yeah. Oh.
So, gentlemen, we'll just start with the prettiest. Why don't you start?
Right. We'll start with another Jason over
here. Another Jason,
That's right.
We're
both bald.
J-J-J.
We're both bald,
And we're both doing big things. So,
The only person here that has hair is Larry.
Wait a minute. Mikey has hair, too. So.
I got a few speckles.
Spencer has more hair than... I wouldn't call him bald. I would say that he's thinning.
It's a yarmulke.
So then who else do we have here? So we have Jason.
Jason,
real quick, who are you here representing tonight besides your lovely self?
Myself, Jack's Wraps, and the 39th Annual Boat Sport and RV Show.
There you go.
Yeah.
And we have?
Spencer Markey back, Eat Shasta, and Spencer James Confectioners, along with Chocolate Day Nanette.
Diversified.
The new Willy Wonka's in town. So.
New Wonka in town.
The new old.
The new old.
The new Willy Wonka.
A lot of fun stuff we'll talk about.
Yeah. Bagga. No.
Yeah, a bagga. For those that know, you know.
Bagga.
And then to my right,
Larry Ramsey. Eat Shasta. I got that little company IRG Marketing, too.
There was a little slack time there, Larry.
Yeah.
That's all right. We bring him along for entertainment.
It's been a long day.
He had to queue up the tape real fast. There was a little delay. So that's who's in the house. And, of course, we've got Mikey on the helm.
Exactly.
Why
don't you say hi?
Mikey man in the house.
Probably. Is it wrong that I feel like tonight might just be more podcast worthy than it is radio show? But I feel
It's a combo.
We're going to meld these things together.
Both
we're doing a lot of melding tonight. There's a lot of synergy in this room.
There's a lot of stuff going on here.
Yes.
Absolutely.
A lot of ADD.
There's a lot of something.
There's a lot of buzz going on.
Buzz coffee.
Yeah.
Ooh, now you're talking my game.
Yeah, so speaking of buzz, obviously Jason is part of the team here at Shasta County Chamber Radio Show and your own portion of, our business and all the things that we do. I mean, the thing is we have a ton. Oh, look at him.
Ooh, calm down, Clark.
Oh, wow.
Second that we talk about it.
Shirts off.
It comes off and the buzz. The buzz shirt comes out.
Yeah,
and he's got to identify.
He looks good too. He's lost some weight. He's training every day. He's getting ready for his debut boxing match.
Oh, big fights coming up.
Yeah,
watch out, Max Tedford.
Yeah, right.
Did you figure out your name?
Your boxing name?
Not yet. I'm right. I believe I'm coming close. So
yeah.
Nice. I mean, Stinger Stovall.
Ooh, float like a bee.
He's allowed me to pick his boxing shorts.
We got to hurry up because we're going to have that big fundraiser pretty
soon. And I've got them picked out, but they're being modified.
Shortened?
Yes.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah.
Short shorts.
You need a tan on a stick.
Short shorts.
Right?
But he does. He looks good. He's got.
He looks great.
He's thinned up. He's doing his cardio. We're talking. You say he's doing boxing.
Not 245, and now I'm down to 229.
Good for you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sleeping better.
Yep. Heck yeah.
Blood sugar down from
500.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Down to about 300, 350, something like that, and then down to like it's measure 107.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
Health, you can have all the things in the world. If you don't have health, you ain't got nothing.
Yeah.
Yep, you're right. Spot on about that. Yeah.
So very cool.
Yeah.
So what's happening in the buzz world? Obviously, you're like you said, you're doing this charity boxing thing. And
What's the company?
What is it that you're doing it for?
It's a Chester Rise.
Chester Rise.
And it's for a fundraiser, right?
Yeah.
Celebrity, the Rumble.
Yeah.
Celebrity boxing. You know, different people in the community.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think I'm a celebrity, but whatever. They chose me to box Mr. Maxwell Ted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the gentleman from KRCR.
Yeah, if you're listening, Ted.
Going down.
We're going to do the smack, the smack talk.
Yeah. Is this smack talk wrestling or boxing?
Yeah, the smack talk from down. Across town.
Yeah, across town. Across the air.
And what is the fundraising for?
For the teens, the two different teen centers, right?
Okay.
From one in Harrison and one in Reading there.
Well, and I wanted to make sure so people know because you have a real heart for the kids. And things that you try to do in your support. I'm going to say something. One of these days, we need to do a radio show, or we need to do a podcast, or we need to do something where we really dive into who you are as a person. Because over the years, it's cracked, and I get leaks here, leaks there, whatever, you know. And then we've talked about it several times and stuff. And I really feel like. Your life is an amazing example of fortitude and, overcoming, right?
Yeah.
And I think it's time that people really know. I mean, people that really know you, but I think that people need to know who you are, where you came from, your life's journey, because I think it will help them understand that what you do in our community is so much beyond just you know, what people think about who they know or what they see on camera, right? And I think if they really truly knew, there would even be such more endearment towards what you do and who you are as a person. I really do.
Yeah, let's put that on the books. We could do it. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
And I mean, I know that it might be a little, you know, daring and uncomfortable for you in some sense.
Very.
But
Jason's got quite the life.
We've
spent a lot of time talking about life.
Life. But realistically, when I hear about your life story, it makes me love you so much more because it just is like, wow, you know, people are strong. People are, you know, have all kinds of things in their past that make them who they are. And things that have happened in their past are who they are that quite often most people turn out very differently and not in a good way.
Right, right.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, for where and who you are and what you do for community and giving back, considering how much of the world has treated you and, you know, your plight in life and family and all that kind of stuff, I always feel like, you know, when I hear people, when you're out doing what you do and your passion, right, and then you see any negativity, I think to myself, how dare you? You don't even, like, you know what, just, like... What is the purpose and the point? You have no idea what this person is about, who he is, where he's come from, what he's done, what he's doing, right?
Yeah.
And shame on you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that I say that. I mean, and I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just trying to say, gosh, if just people took a little bit more time to know the people, right, instead of just placing some judgment.
Well,
right?
Some people say you should write a book. Me and my brother's been trying to get together to write a book because of all that, you know, the first 15 years of our life.
Well, it's a positive book that would show people's show people that there is more strength in each and every one of us than we know.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep, you're right. Spot on.
So, one of these times. In your time and with your permission and we would probably kind of lay it out so that you feel comfortable about what's being shared.
I tell you what, you bring me chocolate and it'll happen.
I know a guy. He's got lots of chocolate.
I know a couple guys that have the chocolate.
What is it that opens you up, milk or dark? Or about
dark.
It's dark.
It's got to be dark chocolate. I love dark chocolate.
What's the main street to your soul?
You guys, the chocolate you guys make is so good, and the honeycomb too is really good.
Yeah,
we're gonna be talking about that in the future, right?
Like tonight, we'll talk a little bit about that.
We got some big event coming up.
Almost time for our first break. But what?
Already?
Anything? Yeah, I know. Anything that you?
That went by fast.
Anything that you see that's new? I saw a place the other day where I drove by, and I don't know if you've done a shout-out. Every time I think you haven't, and I ask you if you have, you have. It's a little place over by BNT Satellite or whatever it used to be.
Croffle Craze?
Yeah.
Oh, the Croffle Craze.
Yeah. Oh, what is that? Yeah. Do you know that? Yeah. Have you done anything?
Yeah.
What the heck is that?
You like waffles?
Yeah.
You like
love waffles.
You like croissants?
Yeah.
Take a croissant, make a waffle out of it.
Croffle.
And then throw literally anything into it. Oh, my God.
How long has it been there?
Not very long.
Because I just saw it, and I'm always trying to find things first before Jason does.
Yeah, we went in there right after they opened.
I don't know everything, but
I've done that already. And I'm like, okay, thank you.
And I learned the hard way not to get too much out there because, you know, sometimes owners want to, you know, run the narrative. So we learned the hard way not to let so much information out sometimes. I want no haters on this show, okay?
Right? But no, literally.
It's already time for that break, isn't it?
It is, yeah. All Mikey, right. Take us out.
Unique homes. Uniquely placed. Uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Oh, we're back.
We're back.
Wow.
Hello.
I think Jason just ran across and pulled the plug out of the wall for the record player.
Did I?
No.
I did it again.
Welcome back, Norris State. Again, you're listening to 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This is KCNR, and this is the Shasta County
Shasta
Chamber.
Live.
Shasta Life.
Yeah, thank you.
Shasta,
you're welcome. All right, that's what I'm here for.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, that's it.
Take over the show. Here's the wheel. No?
Right? I got you.
And go. That was pretty sad, yeah. Okay, so what are we going to talk about as far as Mr. Jack Raps?
Jack's is doing very well.
Reiterate for our listeners what it is that you do.
So, shrink wrapping of all sorts.
You know, that sounds kind of just like, shrink wrapping. Yeah. That's like exciting. How about shrink wrapping a house? How about shrink wrapping a boat? How about shrink wrapping your RV?
Your pool.
We're talking about shrink wrapping.
Yeah, your pool. No, absolutely. And that's what it is. So we were doing a pool on Tuesday this week.
Oh, literally. You're doing a pool?
No, 100%. Wow. Yeah, it was an above ground 16 by 32 giant pool.
How great is that? It's like you kind of just shrink it up for the winter, right? You don't have to think about it.
I put a door on it, and then they can put their chemicals in there. Oh. They can get to all their floaties, things like that. So there's access to it, everything like that. But it's
you swim under it?
You could. I suppose you could because it's going to stay warmer because it has the lid on it. But it keeps the leaves out, and that's the big thing. It keeps
leaves and the bugs.
Leaves, bugs, debris, all that kind of stuff. None of it gets in the pool. It's fantastic. And this guy was super appreciative about it. But that
and gazebos, then come spring, you just cut it off.
Yeah, you just cut it right off and you go.
Yep.
And then the form is all still built there because we do it all out of PVC. That way it's reusable. So you break it down, you throw it off to the side, and then next winter, all we do is come throw the cover back on and shrink it, and we're done.
Easy peasy.
Easy peasy. It's very easy.
Yeah.
I just did a gazebo for a guy, as a matter of fact, that he had it must have been a 16-foot swim spa, like the biggest, deepest spa I've ever seen.
Yeah, swim spa.
But he had a tarp over the gazebo, and it was shredded, and the hot tub cover, because it's four panels, was getting a lot of water on it and sinking. So the cover was getting ruined, so we had to fold it up, and then it was just, you know, let the spa go to waste.
Nothing in this part of the world lasts.
Nothing.
No.
I mean,
and I'm not saying my stuff's a permanent solution.
No, but it's not. It's not a permanent solution.
Yeah, not at all. But he's going to get 2 years out of that.
I was going to say, how long does that wrap?
$200, 2 years and $500.
Yeah.
Yeah, $250 a year to make sure that your gazebo is good to go with a drum tight roof on it. Absolutely. Right.
My thing is, you know what, as a boat owner, I see boats parked down the side yard all the time, and they're just open, and I'm like,
cover it.
I know they're a boat and they've got pumps and drains, but to me, to just sit there and have it rained in all winter long,
it's not made for
that. I get anxiety just looking at it, thinking that if that was my boat and water was running into it, and I couldn't stand it.
No, it's infuriating for me. Not infuriating, but you know, it saddens me to go drive around and see these boats just left out.
Yeah,
right.
Because, you could just shrink
it's a boat. Yeah, they're meant to get wet, but not
wet
24/7.
Yeah.
Not in this last rain that we've had? No. No. So anyway, but yeah, that works out really good. RVs, boats, pools, patio furniture. That's one thing that people
Well, you said
about.
You could even do a roof.
100%. So I'm trying to get into the market of tarp over. Yeah,
the roof.
A tarp over, but a tarp is good for worst case scenario in about 90 days. They flap, they chafe, things like that.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
But our stuff remains tight right over the top.
Tight.
So you can absolutely. So I can do a tarp over. And it's not much more than you would think doing a roof doing a tarp over.
Forget to put on a new roof. Just get the
Jack's wrap.
I'll see you in 18 months.
Paint it. Snow, sleet, hail, rain, it all.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we use the thicker material for
the
roofing.
We could wrap Spencer's Range Rover.
Yeah.
You could wrap that.
Yeah, absolutely. Just so we couldn't get into it.
Yeah.
Right. It won't leak.
Yeah, it won't leak.
It needs it because the sunroof leaks like a sieve.
Yeah, it does.
It's I got wet all the way here. Come on.
Yeah.
Don't even get me started on the Range Rover.
We got stories, man. We got more stories coming out than rabbits.
But I will say, when I pull up at you at the light and look over, you're looking pretty sharp in it.
He does.
It does. It looks
you can't see him.
You can't see him. I can't look through the front window. Maybe. It looks nice.
Yeah.
And then we got this little show we're putting
on. So you have been tasked with.
I have been tasked with. Exposure shows came to me October, November, and said, hey, we need a guy local to help facilitate the Crown Motors 39th annual. Let me rephrase that. The 39th annual Crown Motors Boat Sport and RV Show. That's a mouthful.
Yeah.
But
say that three times.
Right. I can't. I can't even say it one time. Typically. Man. So, anyway, these guys came to me and they said, "Hey, we know you've been at that show for 10 years. You've been doing a good job with that. You put a ton of time and energy into that thing, and we love what you do. Would you like to do that for us?" And I said, "Let me think about it." So,
because it's a lot of work.
It is a ton of work. However, I happen to have the time and the opportunity to do so. So I did. I did. I took it on, and we've added a ton of new stuff this year.
And this is always held out
at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center.
Yes.
To be correct.
And that's in Anderson, right?
It is in Anderson. It is the fairgrounds for those who are not aware. But yes, and again, this is the 39th annual. So this has been going on for a long time.
Yeah.
The current owners of the show have been doing it for, I believe this is about the 11th year. So with that, my theory on it is to bring in a lot of local people.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people that go to that show that come from out of state, that come from Washington, Oregon, Idaho, that kind of stuff. Mm. That's all well and good, and those people have some great services, some great products, things like that. However, we have here in the North State a ton of the same resources available to us.
Okay.
And so my goal has been to reach out to these people and bring them on and not be the same old show that it has been. It needs to be something revitalized, something new, something to attract more people.
Mm-hmm.
This show used to be huge. Apparently there was a chili cook-off about 10 years ago that ended because the guy that ran it ended up passing away. So that part
of the
show.
Chili?
I don't know. Maybe it was that good. Maybe. I don't know. But so So anyway, that stopped, and the attendance to the show has kind of fallen off. But we are trying to put this all back together. But like I said, we've got a host of new vendors this year, and if I don't get in trouble here, I'm going to throw out a few shameless plugs real quick.
Right.
I don't know if you guys have been to Dive Outdoors, but holy smokes. These guys have anything and everything you need for your summer fun, from the water to the mountains, and I'm not kidding.
Dive Outdoors.
Dive Outdoors. The old Howells.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so the kids take this over, and they have gone crazy with it. In fact, they go so far as to captain boats out there to teach you how to wake surf. So they're bringing out their equipment and showing you everything that they have to offer.
This is the kids of?
Well, I don't know that.
Or just saying because they're young.
They're young, yep. So Dive Outdoors, Lighty Power Sports is coming in strong on the scene as far as power sports repairs and upgrades and stuff like that. So this year's show is dedicated to living and loving the outdoors. So we've got also living and loving
which
the outdoors.
Is what we are.
Exactly.
That's our theme very well here.
Right. Plus the off road outpost.
Redding is like the Mecca for California for
it,
that.
It 100% is. The area around us. Super crazy because, you know, there's a lot of people in the know that know what's going on around here, but there's a lot of people that move here. And I had to wrap my brain around this, is there's a lot of people that are here new every day, every week, every month, that kind of thing, that have no idea what we have to offer. So this show aims, and my aim, along with Spencer, I brought in Spencer to help me out with this, is to bring local flavor and flair to the show to attract new people. So mark your calendars, February 28th, so Friday, through March 2nd, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then we have Free Senior Friday, sponsored by Wind River.
Yeah, cool.
So Free Senior Friday's on, or Free Senior Friday.
What quantifies a senior anymore?
I don't know. 62? I don't remember. I'd have to look at the website. I don't remember. But speaking of the website,
What is that number?
You can go to
exposuregeriatriccrew.com,
click on shows, and then NorCal on
Facebook. You know what? I'll push you. Jason, I'll push you in a wheelchair.
I got you a walker, son.
I'll put you in a wheelchair, and the two of us can get
it
for free.
But if you need a ticket that bad, I got you. I know that. Right?
I know that.
On Facebook, NorCal Sports Show. On Instagram, NorCal Boat Sport RV Show. And then, like I said, we've got a ton of new vendors. But the cool thing is this is the Boat Sport and RV Show. In that regard, I have worked incredibly hard this year to bring on so many RVs. We did. Now, take most of those dealerships down there on Auto Mall Parkway or whatever it's called.
And double it.
Everybody's going to be in the same spot, plus some others. So we've got Totally Camping. We've got Jayco. We've got Camping World. We should have well over 110 units there for you to check out for the family to get into and get loving the outdoors. That's what it's all about. Get back out there, from basic bunk models all the way up to, you know, living model, basically tiny homes on wheels that you're going to pick up and move. If you decide that it's time to retire and you want to go travel the country, but you only want to move every 2 months, they'll have the trailer for you.
Yeah.
So you got to come see this stuff. Plus boats.
Boats.
Side-by-sides. Rentals. Seminars. All sorts of different things. One of the cool things that we've got going on this year is going to be the Wild Wolves of Yellowstone from the acclaimed TV show Yellowstone, right? So the wolves that are on the show, they're, of course, trained actors.
Oh, I was like, are we talking about wolves? I'm like, who are they?
Never heard of them. So
no, real ones.
Real wolves. So we're bringing the wolves to the show. Last year we had a lion, which was actually kind of cool. He looked pretty sleepy most of the time, but the wolves...
he was heavily drugged.
The wolves are going to be alive. Tranquilized.
They're beautiful.
Trank the lion.
Right. So that's his name, Trank. Anyway, the wolves, we've got all sorts of activities going on for the kids, whether it's the Rockwell, the aerial trampolines, you know, the ones you hook up to a harness and you can flip super high, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Axe throwing range, archery range.
Axe throwing.
Right? Yeah. Exactly. Of course, the famous trout pond where the kids can go and fish for little trout and whatnot. Yeah. Phil's Bass Bin is another one coming in where you're going to get seminars put on by professional fishermen. Exactly. Wow. So lots of things going on. One of the cool things that we've been working on this year is we've never had any pop, any wow at the show. I mean, like the biggest, most expensive, baddest thing you could find at the show happened to be a Mastercraft that you can get here locally, right? Let's take that up a notch, was my thought. And I've gotten a hold of Pavati. Now, I don't know if everybody knows what Pavati is, but Pavati happens to be the aluminum wakeboard boat company. There's more going on behind the scenes than that, but these boats.
I like the name.
These boats are fantastic.
Amazing.
Pavati.
Right? Now, I don't know if you have a spare, you know, $400,000 to $500,000 laying around to pick one of these up. But
I think James does.
Yeah, I think you do.
He's selling chocolate, though.
I think I have two.
Right? So perfect. So let's get a couple of these.
I think Larry has it at least.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, 100%. I know I do. So
that
you know.
Kind of cash for a wakeboard boat?
Oh, my gosh. They've gotten out of control. But that's my wheelhouse. That's what I do. That's where I come from. And these people are on my radar. So I 100% wanted to bring them in because I went around to people that you know, were patrons of the show, and I brought them a questionnaire and was like, what would bring you back to the show? What's going to bring interest you?
Yeah. That's the question we're going to
something
come back to. We're
going
to take
different.
That break. I'm going to take that break. We're going to follow right up this break, you guys.
Kick Kat.
Okay.
Take a break. Yeah.
Break.
Unique homes. Uniquely placed. Uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Oh, come on, James, get on the table, start dancing.
Come on, Jerry, Jason,
get off the table.
My fingers are on fire.
Hey,
on the organ.
Hey, come on,
you can do it.
Bring right?
it
back. I didn't realize that music was live.
Just a count. Yeah.
It was fantastic. Yeah. You're very good at that.
I think. Yeah, I was going to do it with my toes, but you know what? I was in the backyard today. I don't think you want to see those.
No. You're wearing flip-flops. I already did.
So we were talking about the 39th.
Yes, the 39th annual Crown Motors Boat Sport and RV Show. Exactly.
About as old as Jay and I are.
That's right.
Across several days.
And we were fawning and drooling over
several days.
Pavati.
It's going to be.
Yeah, we're talking about Pavati.
Pavati.
I want to say that in a trance thing for some reason.
You want to. You kind of have to.
Pavati.
But I don't know if you've seen these guys on.
I'm going to check them out.
Any social media. But, okay, so different take on boats altogether.
Yeah.
Number one, most of all boats, at least wakeboard boats, are fiberglass designs, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Everybody has their own take on that boat. These guys are aluminum specialists. And from everything that they build, which started with a highway products company, I can't remember the exact name of it, but started with there and they went into drift boats, right? Our area is known for drift boating,
Big time.
It's huge. Yep. So anyway, these guys decided to start building wakeboard boats. And they have done, and there have been a few of the boats out here at Bridge Bay, come summertime, whatnot, and they do a ton of footage. So if you look at a lot of their videos and whatnot, they come from Shasta Lake, which is crazy. They're not that far away. They're actually right up in Oregon. So the manufacturers, like, you know, there's a ton of boat manufacturers in Oregon.
Do they do their boat making with aluminum, like with a gigapress, like Tesla, where they just stamp it out and like
would
almost
think
two
that
pieces?
Would be the coolest thing ever, but I don't know that for sure. I don't know much of it at all. I only met the owner not that long ago, just a few days ago, or within 2 weeks. But really excited about getting on board this year.
Wow. So they actually have, they should name one called the Silver Surfer. Right.
I would think so. I mean, trademark infringement, but no, these boats are sweet. I mean, every creature comfort that you can imagine, and then just the design of them is phenomenal. So if you haven't seen one, come to the show. I can't promise there will be one there because they are booked out till 2026 as far as deliveries go already. Yeah.
They're that backed up.
And I don't know if it's, they can only build 3 to 5 boats a year. I don't know if that's the case, but they are way backed up. Huh. So these guys are pushing out some quality product. It is very, very high end.
And the price point for those, again?
I couldn't even tell you. I want to say that these things stretch from anywhere from a quarter to 750,000, depending on your build design. I'm sure.
300,000.
Yeah, I'm sure. But that's some wow factor. And that's what we're bringing back to the show, is some wow factor. Because it hasn't been there in a while.
GCJ's face.
I'm just going to see it with
all the Mitsubishi Mirage.
Right. Hey, I've been in your Lamborghini. It's fine.
Yeah. The Mirage.
Ooh. Right.
So with that comes along, obviously, that people are going to need to eat while they're there.
No, 100%. Ooh. So that's why I came to Spencer. Yeah. I was like, hey, dude. You know what we need to do? We need to get together.
Spencer's,
we need
like
to bring some new
snack.
The guru
when it comes to
well,
food in
you
the
know,
area.
Jay, when we first started talking about it, was, you know, local representation, right? Like, how do we get local? From my understanding, there's, you know, some people out of the area, and why don't we showcase our own local eateries and restaurants? And through Eat Shasta, you know, our main focus is to help keep the small, locally owned family businesses afloat, bring in the tourists, the travelers, so they're engaging in their restaurants, not just seeing what the latest and greatest on Google is. And so through that, you know, we've hooked up with some food trucks, and I think we've got a pretty good lineup. We've got Charlou's Tap House is going to be there.
And Anderson's going to allow them.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's a whole other segment that we're working through. Holy Crepe's going to be there. Sap House is going to be there. Heritage Coffee's going to be there doing coffee. So we put together kind of an array of different types of food for people to enjoy for the 3 days they're going to be out there, rather than just fair food. And we've got some smaller vendors that are going to be coming, serving up, you know, I think we got lemonade and popcorn and some of that stuff coming.
So is this open? Well, I mean, Jason, is this open for other food vendors if they want to reach out?
So we've closed it down because we want to keep it fair for everybody. We didn't want to bring in too much of the same thing.
Okay.
You know, too many food options doesn't leave anybody money on the table.
Out,
yeah,
know,
exactly. So what we want to do is just, so the Sap House is going to have things like soup, boba, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You've got your savory and sweet crepes. And then you've got Charlie's with, of course, his pizza, which is just so
pizza, good.
But we haven't had that kind of stuff at the show in years.
Okay.
So, again, new.
And supporting local, right? Let's keep the money and the tax dollars here.
Go.
Let's 100%. Keep it here.
Now you're screaming, aren't you?
When Jason and I kind of met and were brainstorming over this, God, months ago, I think, you know, middle of last year this time we started talking about it, it was how can we keep everything local and bring the people that are in the area and keep the money here.
Yeah, every time 100%. You say Jason, I look at Jason and I think, oh no, this other Jason.
Other one.
The other Jason.
There's two Jason.
Yeah.
It's all right.
And so yeah, so I think that we put together a pretty good show, and for everyone listening, I think it's going to be Werewolf coming and checking it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So February 28th, March 1st and 2nd. Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Now you just need to merge it in and grab the, what is it, the hot tubs.
In addition
to, and then we could just like
sit
in the hot tub,
you know,
and watch.
How am I supposed to get in the way of a one time once in a lifetime sale? I mean, really?
Yeah.
But see, if I'm all loosened up from my hot tub, I'm more willing to spend $250,000 on a Pavati.
Right. Well, that's why the Rotary, Anderson Rotary, will be there serving up beers, bloodies.
Oh, yeah. A bloody hot tub.
Makes smart decisions.
Wow. That's terrifying. Boy, I've seen that movie.
Probably makes smart decisions.
Nightmare on Elm Street. Larry, how come you're so quiet?
I know. He's in the corner. It's because you guys put him in the corner.
You the last couple times.
You don't put Larry in the corner.
Larry, you're not in the corner. You're in open company.
Nobody puts Larry in the corner.
No, Larry's been busy, man. He's
really busy.
He's busy. We're
so Larry's supposed
rolling.
To talk about Shasta Eats, right?
Yeah, eat Shasta.
You're supposed to eat
Shasta. Shasta Eats. Is that what
eat
you said?
Shasta. You should have it either way.
Shasta. Yeah, download that.
Shasta Eats you.
So we're adding restaurants. We're adding restaurants all the time. So everything from Red Bluff to Mount Shasta.
Mm-hmm.
And some that you probably never even heard of, which is kind of fun because my family's been around here forever. And my dad told me the other day, he goes, you keep coming up with these restaurants that I've never heard of before. Well,
right?
They're pretty cool, actually.
It is, because it always gives us new options. We're always looking for somewhere to go eat, and we're like, what are we not thinking about? What are we not thinking about? Hey, open the app, figure it out.
Yeah, and you know, we're getting a lot of good feedback because if you have the app, if you haven't downloaded it, Eat Shasta app, but you're cruising around town, depending on where you're at, I mean, there's literally pop-ups on your phone that say, hey, you just passed this restaurant. Come check out this lunch special. And when we're sending out the push notifications for people that are asking us to promote whatever special they have, it pops up on your phone in real time. And so people are liking the different marketing approach that it's bringing.
Mm-hmm.
That maybe they weren't thinking about going. Or you're in Reading hanging out and you get a pop-up to come to Mount Shasta for a certain restaurant, you know?
Yep.
I think it works out pretty good.
Yeah.
So there's some stuff in the store that you... pitch to me today, along with Mr. Jason over here, that can actually, I was informed by Larry today that he was going to hijack it and just do it and then ask for forgiveness.
Yeah. He's like, hey,
we want to talk about it now. I want to hear it because I'm all ears.
No,
I'm sorry, sir. I just don't recall.
No. I think there's still little things in the works, but cool stuff.
Cool
stuff where this all these entities that are sitting at this table in some form or another are creating a synergistic unit that can be distributed to everyone under one thing, right?
Yeah,
and it make it super, super easy.
It's going to be fun.
Very interesting for them as a business to have a lot of services given or pushed their way. So
a lot of different benefits to bring in a collaboration.
So with that said, that was just a sneaker, right? We'll be back because we want to talk about chocolate and stuff, but it's time for another break.
Another break, right?
Wow. Take it away, Mike.
Take it away, Mike.
Mikey.
Unique homes. Uniquely placed. Uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
The National Wild Turkey Federation 26th Annual Reading Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 1st at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive in Reading. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and dinner will be served at 6:30. Tickets and sponsorship tables are available by calling 530-526-8350 or get your tickets online at nwtf.org/events.
Yeah, here we go.
It's stupid.
Yeah. It's a live one here at the studio. KCNR.
It's a happy place.
Yeah.
I'm happy.
That's a one happy place.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we got great things happening here.
We do.
Yeah.
And I think this episode is actually being recorded all the way through. Secret Squirrel has a camera set up to catch me saying horrible things about people.
We have good editors.
Yeah, oh, good.
We call those reels.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. And Larry's got some other reels. Things.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Spencer, did you get your fingers dirty today in chocolate?
I did.
Did you?
We're starting to really get in with one with the chocolate.
So let's set something straight here, all right? Because there's been some stuff, and it's really, you know, as a business owner, I get really ticked off when, you know, people don't do their due diligence, right? And there's a channel that I have found out about, and it's called Reading Restaurant.
Reviews,
whatever.
Not fond of it, but, you know.
Well, and I'm not trying to disparage anybody, but if you're going to be online and you're going to talk about companies, right? Maybe I'm mistaken on how that company operates or what its purpose for, but I always think of the positive, right? So for me, I would think, isn't it about, well, I guess it's not. If it's Reading Restaurant Reviews, whatever, I guess that's not necessarily, not has to be positive. Anyway, okay, whatever. But, you know, I love how, you know, I went to sign in or check it out because some people had been sending me some links to it where people were being a little derogatory and, you know, upset and nasty about Chocolate Day Nanette, which has been around for 40 years with Nancy Matthews. And everybody's saying, oh, they closed. They're not at Holiday anymore. And when I tried to sign up, it said, you know, if you're signing up, there's no advertising right on it. But the second there was an opportunity that somebody thought that we were or Chocolate Nate and that was going out of business, the first thing they were doing is on there telling them, oh, I have a chocolate company and you can come to mine and here's my name and stuff. That's pretty much advertising.
Yeah,
not?
I would think so. Yeah,
100%.
So I just want to set the record straight. Chocolate Day Nanette is not going anywhere. It's a 40-year business. Nancy decided to retire because she got a new puppy and, you know, she's doing her thing at 70, just had her 70th birthday.
Yeah, she's having fun finally.
It's passionate to her. Guess what? Nancy works in our kitchen. So right. Spencer and I have acquired the company from Nancy because, one, at Enjoy Store, I sold her product for 14 years. Mm. And, you know, since we closed the Enjoy Store, that was a big blow in the sense of, you know, losing a good market. And so she was kind of like, maybe it's my sign to retire. And I said, maybe you, instead of fully retiring, what you do is you relinquish the reins and you come work with us. And so, and then Spencer and I had talked about, you know, wanting to do some kind of really cool, masculine, sexy chocolate. That's kind of right. So we came up with Spencer James Confectioners. And we now have the two houses together under one roof. So we have Chocolate Day Nanette, which is our nostalgic, you know, long-lasting community chocolate. And we are keeping that resurrected and going and going to promote it a lot more and get it in places where people can get to it more often. But the wonderful thing is Nancy's still working with us in the kitchen. She was in there today.
Yeah.
And she's training and she's helping. But there are a lot of people that want her to be there, and that's what we want.
Well, and two, I mean, this isn't something that just happened back in August when James and I started talking about it. I mean, we've both been in there since August quietly learning the business and learning, you know, apprentices, so to speak, learning the chocolates, learning the recipes. They're every day
and let me
making
tell you,
all the recipes.
A lot more respect when you watch people make chocolate online because chocolate's a real pain. Beastie.
it wasn't a one night thing. So you know, we've been there, and we're going to expand the portfolio.
It bites back.
So we're excited.
We're super excited. We feel really positive. We are looking to find a retail outlet. We are looking to build a new business downtown. Super excited about that. We've got some partnerships that we're working with. So it would be a really cool place to come and do. And eat and try and explore and all that kind of stuff. But
right. Is there something going on this weekend?
Yes. Thank you. So
my anniversary.
along with that.
There is chocolate involved.
Our third week anniversary.
Right?
So the first.
Turtle Bay.
Yeah.
There is the
Turtle Bay is Chocolate After Dark. I believe it's sold out. They sold over 400 tickets.
They did.
It is Friday from 6 to 8. They've got a bunch of wineries and savory food vendors and chocolate. Spencer James will be there along with Chocolate Day Nanette. And We've got some really goodies planned. We're going to be doing chocolate-dipped strawberries. Strawberries are going to be provided by Elwood Ranch and family, and they've been generously enough to donate the strawberries.
Another from, local.
Yeah, one of their ranchers. And so we're trying to keep everything local. But, yeah, it should be a good showing. It'll be our first big event taking over the company is Spencer James and Chocolate Dane and Nett. So it'll be good.
400 full-size.
Yeah.
Dip chocolate. Wow,
that's if you do have tickets, you know, come by and make sure you say hi to us.
They will be dipped the morning of the event.
They are being delivered Friday morning, and we are dipping them Friday morning.
Yeah.
Really?
Dip.
Awesome.
Yeah. We're trying to do a dark milk and a white, and so we'll have a variety, you know, for people.
Can you do 402? Because I'm going to need a couple.
Yeah. James,
you'll get all the ones that fall on the floor.
Exactly. And these are hand-dipped by James and I. We're doing all the sweat labor. So.
You dip, I dip, we dip.
Yeah, we all dip together.
Right.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Chocolate's an aphrodisiac.
Yeah.
So for those that don't know Chocolate Day, Nanette, you know, we do truffles. I think we have 16 flavors of truffles currently. We do hand-dipped honeycomb, milk dark and white. We do, I think, 12 flavors of barks, from English toffee to salted pretzel,
peppermint,
lemon, seasonally. We do cups, which are like Rocky Roads and
peanut butter cups,
haystacks with coconut, English toffee bars. I mean, so we have quite a variety of chocolate that we put out currently.
And in the near future, Buzz Honeycomb, right?
Yeah. Buzz Honeycomb.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, we're working with Buzz quite on some really cool.
Yes.
Cool things. This is the serious side of Mr. Stovall and his desire to support local producers by taking existing brands and putting them under the Buzz brand.
Buzz brand.
And being able to reach out to your lovely followers to be able to get quality products produced locally.
Locally.
Yeah.
We love local. Support local.
Yeah, yeah. Right. So lots
of good stuff happening
in store. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm super excited about that. Spencer James is going to be a slower rollout, only because the fact that we really are being very methodical about the brand and the image that we want. And like I said, Spencer James kind of has an English kind of feel to it in one sense, but we don't want to go so far that it's like, you know, it's not kitschy in that regard. But, you know, what we're looking at are things like, you know, more of a masculine, a houndstooth, heavy blues and reds and golds and, you know, things like that you would see where, like, you know, the medals that are on, you know, like generals, lapels and stuff.
That sophisticated.
That kind of a look. So it's a matter of trying to get that brand dialed in and then also match the chocolates and the flavors, that offerings that we will provide to go within that packaging.
I like that.
So, something, you know, I guess unique and different.
So you guys have a date when the rollout was going to be, when you guys going to do something like official? Is that like a few months?
I mean, we're rolling right now.
We
have a lot of businesses that we're currently providing chocolate for.
Yeah. And, you know, temporarily you saw, you know, the store, the holiday up on, flashing lights in the window. On holiday up at Placer, they did a remodel and they took out all of their cases and stuff. And so that was one of the things that I was complaining about, people saying, oh, they're not there anymore. Yes, we are not there anymore right now because they had to make the change. But we've worked with Holiday to allow us to come into
multiple
stores now with them. But they will be in freestanding racks with takeaway. So instead of having to have somebody serve you or you know, have to go and pick out something that you want behind a case, there'll be a rack that everything will be prepackaged. So you'll be able to
grab and go.
12 pack of truffles, a 6 pack of truffles, a bag of bark, a bag of honeycomb, you know.
Chocolate bars.
Yeah, chocolate bars. And then we will also have, you know, maybe like a 2 pack truffle that's in, you know, a cello that is on a hook and hangs. So you can pick a toffee bar and that kind of stuff. So it'll be there, but it will be more of that you can actually just get what you want and grab it and put it in your cart versus having to ask somebody behind the counter to get it out of a display. Yeah.
Some of they say that dark chocolate is really good for you, healthy for you, within moderation.
No, I mean really. I don't know if you guys have ever seen that guy. He's crazy. I don't know how old he is. He's got a son that's got to be in his like late teens, early 20s, or whatever. But he is a billionaire, and he has now spent, God, I don't know how many millions of putting together a regimen to try to reverse age himself. He's in the Bay Area. It's wild. But he has spent the last, like, 2 years on this incredible regimen, spending millions of dollars with doctors and all kinds of products and things that he's done. And he's now brought it down to where the layman like you and me, we can order kind of his regimen. They've kind of like tried to narrow it down so that you can do it. But one of the things that he has every morning when he wakes up, the first thing he has is dark chocolate.
Interesting.
Yeah, because it actually is a huge
healing holistic.
Yeah, it has a lot of really great antioxidant properties, I guess, and that kind of stuff. So. Mm-hmm. Well, also something that's really cool, and I don't want to spill the beans. Spencer and I are going up to Mount Shasta tomorrow to meet a gentleman from Uganda who actually is the family and owners of huge cacao farms in Uganda, and we're going to talk to him about acquiring or being able to bring in.
They've actually approached us to actually
Ugandan
help them.
Cocoa beans.
Yeah.
Cocoa beans.
The real deal.
Holy cow. Straight from Uganda.
And then I'm terrified that they're going to say, oh, come, look at the farms. And I looked, and it was a 30-hour flight.
And you said, oh, delightful.
James is like, we have to fly there and then drive 5 hours in the bush. I said, yes.
Uh-huh.
We're going, baby.
I'll fly with you.
And I'm like, okay, so this is going to work. We're going to fly from Redding to San Francisco, and I can do that in one day. And then from San Francisco to... I think it was Houston. And so maybe we would stay the night in Houston, go have a good dinner and stuff. And then the next day you fly to Dubai, right? So then I fly to Dubai. I'm staying in Dubai a few days.
Coming to fruition, you know, because I was dreaming about Dubai last night.
Yeah. Were you?
Oh, God. Of course.
Yeah. We're manifesting.
I was like, I'm spending a few days in Dubai and, like, cooling down, right? And then the flight from Dubai to Uganda. I'm like, this is going to be like a... 3 week process to get to Uganda and back. It should be a 30-hour flight, but there's no way I'm spending 30 hours on an airplane.
No.
Ever.
They're trying to get us to go with them in a couple of weeks. We're like, we're not ready for that yet.
So that means you guys would
have no problems with that.
Yeah. If you guys work something out, like it would
And be, I don't want to take my shot.
We would actually be importing straight beans from Uganda.
From Uganda
for,
all the way.
For our factory and others, yeah.
In the, I guess it's kind of southwestern part of the country. They have a beautiful mountain range called the Mountain of the Moons, right? And it's tropical there. And that they have, at the base of the mountains, they have massive cacao farms, and they have over, you know, hundreds of small farmers that it's every 2 weeks?
Yeah,
every two weeks bring their load to a certain location.
Like a collective.
It's a collective, a co-op.
Yeah, very cool.
Where they sell their cacao.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they've invited us to work with us, yeah.
And I guess, you know, what they're looking for is something that's a little bit more stable and actually honors the farmers by giving them a fair wage, because there are buyers that are there now all the time, but they've become tired of being strong-armed, you know, for price.
That was the feedback to us, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's like, you know, and I get it. I mean, everybody's in business, but, like, at some point, you know, if people are picking beans out of the forest with their hands, they need to get it paid.
For sure.
Right. So yeah,
we've been quite educated on the cocoa bean and what it entails, and how there's a lot to it.
Yeah, and lots of interesting things about cacao. You know, the plant, the pod, the gooey stuff inside. I mean, they use every part of the chocolate tree. It's pretty amazing. They make tea out of the cacao husk.
I mean, tea out of it.
Yeah, there's all kinds of really cool stuff. Yeah, it's really cool.
Larry's over here getting hungry. He's ready for some wine and chocolate.
Absolutely.
Eat Shasta. You got your winers on there.
Yeah. We've only got a couple more minutes.
Yeah, so we're at the 2 minute mark. Anything? Oh, I know, this is how we always close it. Give me one of your favorite places, one or two places to eat in town or anywhere.
You first. Ooh.
You know what? There's a place that I always forget about, and we went there the other day and we had some fantastic food. Was
McDonald's.
It does start with an M, but we'll go with Market Street.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, I got the M right.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Jason. Spencer.
Well, you know, I've been looking for a good hot and sour soup with the weather changing, and Peter Chu over by the airport, the Sky Room. Little hidden gem if you haven't been there. I mean, you wouldn't think to go to the airport.
No. Peter Chu is amazing.
Yeah,
it has been for as long as I can remember.
The hot and sour soup, I was impressed.
Yeah.
So, okay. Very good.
Okay, Larry, what about you?
Well, you know, it's cold. And wet, jambalaya. Where do you get jambalaya at? Phantom.
Phantom.
Phantom. Yeah.
And they got a full bar now.
Hey, I had something at Bantam the other day. It was some type of a, what was it? It was some kind of a cream broth with shrimp.
Shrimp and grits?
No, it wasn't with the grits. No, it was not a grits. It was
a grits there.
Yeah. Yeah, the, you can.
Oh my god!
Oh, you can get you can get shrimp and grits there. Right. That's totally one of the things. Yeah. But this was like just a cream sauce soup with shrimp floating in it. Ooh. Mind blow.
We like the macaroni and cheese with the shrimp.
Yep.
And then add some blue cheese crumbles on the top.
Wow. Bantam is also on the Eat Shasta app.
James, what about you? Your favorite place? One out of the 10 that you like.
I just like to eat food, but I still am a huge fan of going to Nello's. I love to get the salad
made to the side of the table.
And then I love that they have the antipasta, and then you get the cannelloni, and then you get your main course. And then, so I like to eat in layers. And they give me layers.
Okay.
That's a two-hour meal.
Yeah.
I can get behind that.
All right. That was fast. Yeah, Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys, for having us.
Love you all here at the table. Much respect. And Shasta County, we will be back next Monday. See you then.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.